CBS guest, serve food to Thanksgiving guests in garage while awaiting rapid virus tests. By Paul Bois on November 24, 2021. Adding to the litany of intense Thanksgiving suggestions in the age of coronavirus, a psychologist on CBS said that people should consider serving their guests hors d'oeuvres in the garage as they await results on rapid virus tests. During a segment on CBS Mornings, psychologist Lisa Damore was asked how hosts should address people's vaccination or non-vaccination status over Thanksgiving dinner. It might be a difficult conversation before people step into your house to say, "Whoa, wait a minute, where's your card, what's your status? Before you walk into my home," a host said. "This is tough because people are all over the map on this," responded Damore. "They're also all over the map with their risk tolerance. But the rapid tests have made this a lot easier. Whatever people's vaccination status is, we can actually confirm safety on the spot. If the situation feels weird, maybe make it kind of fun," she continued. "And say, we are going to start with hors d'oeuvres in the garage. You know, we'll have drinks, we'll do our rapid tests, and then come on in, right? You can make it playful, make it fun, and then be able to enjoy the holiday because you're not worried about safety." Damore's suggestion was just one other over-the-top suggestion in a string of over-the-top suggestions. Axios, for instance, recommended on Tuesday that homes should have Thanksgiving bouncers to sift through the non-compliers. "No one really wants this job, but millions of households may need their own Thanksgiving bouncer. The cover charges a negative COVID test, done ahead of arrival or outside the front door," the article said. "Normalizing rapid tests is a practical way to help extended families feel a little more normal around the holiday dinner table." Axios suggested that hosts inform their guests ahead of their arrival that they will be testing everyone at the door for their own safety. Depending on your budget, you might offer to pick up the tab for everyone's tests, or hosts might ask guests to pay for their own, it said. Last week, The New York Times quoted Virginia Tech engineering professor Dr. Lindsay Marr, who said that unvaccinated children should be forced to wear a mask and eat quickly and separately from the adults. "As the kids will not be fully vaccinated until 2 weeks after their second shot, I think some care is warranted, especially because some attendees are 65 and older and thus at greater risk of more serious breakthrough infections," said Marr. "You could have the kids wear masks, eat quickly, and stay away from the older adults when eating."